Okay, here we go. Stand by. 3, 2, 1, action.
Assume nothing.
Rash, bald-faced blasphemy.
Question everything.
I find it extremely hard to imagine.
Open your eyes.
It is quite all right to be an atheist.
The fastest growing group of people in the country has been measured as being those who have no belief or who are atheists.
You don't have to be apologetic or quiet about it.
Challenge the opposition.
You see religion on 100 fronts losing the argument.
And start thinking. This is The Thinking Atheist Worldwide.
Today's show is brought to you by Loot Crate, a monthly subscription service for epic geek and gamer items and pop culture gear. Now, I realize the challenge of trying to describe all this stuff on the radio. So let me give you the web domain, and you can just look at the website and see the kind of awesome stuff that goes in the Loot Crate box, and you'll see what I'm talking about. There's a different Loot Crate theme every single month. They've got Star Wars boxes, Call of Duty boxes, other themed boxes. Just check them out at lootcrate.com/Seth Andrews. It's normally $20 a month. They get 6 to 8 items in your box every single month. You can get $3 off any new subscription when you use my name, Seth Andrews, as the promo code. So take a second and check it out. Go to lootcrate.com/Seth Andrews and save $3 off any new subscription with the promo code Seth Andrews. Bear with me if you will. I'm just a little bit under the weather, hoping to shake this before the Reason Rally here in a couple of weeks. Had the opportunity to do a short conversation with a guy named Trey Crowder, but you may know him as the Liberal Redneck. His videos on social media have racked up tens of millions of views in just a few weeks. As he is shooting these videos shirtless on his back porch with a ball cap, he's just speaking into a cell phone video and just skewering those people who are all freaked out about transgender bathrooms and that kind of stuff. And he is rooted in and lives in the South. And it's weird to see this convergence of these different styles, because you've got someone who's dressed up on the surface as this stereotypical redneck. And then the content is actually very progressive, and a lot of it's really, really smart. And his timing is so good. I sent him a message and I said, would you ever want to do the broadcast? And he was totally game. Caught him on his lunch hour on Friday. So we did a short video conversation, and you can find the video link in the description box of this show so you can watch our talk. Some clips from him, some of those YouTube clips and Facebook clips I was talking about, a clip of his stand-up routine. He is a stand-up comedian, and you can see all that instead of hear it if you'd like. But this is our short conversation between myself and Trey Crowder, the Liberal Redneck. I hope you enjoy. In the recent wake of all the controversy about transgender bathrooms, we've been seeing the Target stories, you know, and all of these other issues. Politicians are all standing upon the soapbox. And I stumble across a video on social media by a guy who calls himself the Liberal Redneck. Now, with a title like that, I had to click the link to find out what this was all about, expecting the worst. What I saw was something hysterical and actually pretty wise. Here's the clip.
What's up, y'all? Liberal Redneck here. We gonna do it again. Fired up, son. I've been seeing all these Facebook posts about transgender bathrooms, and every one of them comes down to the same shit. Well, hell, what's to stop some pervert from wrapping a skirt around his wiener and going in the ladies' room with my baby girl? I ain't having that. We gotta watch out for the kids. Meanwhile, these are the same motherfuckers that put Mountain Dew in sippy cups and beat a six-year-old with a wire hanger for standing in front of the TV during Dr. Oz. Y'all are so full of shit. What do you think is gonna happen? You do know that transgender people have existed forever, right? What bathrooms you think they've been using? And how many times you ever hear about what you're worried about happening? Hardly not, never. Because even people that are child molesters are not going to prey on a kid in broad daylight, in public, especially not with their mouth-breathing troglodyte daddy 12 feet outside the door just dying to punch something different. It don't make no sense. And what about little boys? The vast majority of people that prey on little boys are adult males. This law don't affect them one way or the other. So unless you're also suggesting that we have separate bathrooms for Catholic priests, I think you need to cut the shit. Quit being a pussy and say what you mean. You're freaked out. The thought of a man wanting to be a woman disgusts you. Because like most things that disgust you, you lack the capacity to understand it. You know, homos, algebra, shit like that. And y'all ain't gonna change. I realize that now. But that's okay. Because the rest of us are trying to ensure that the next generation, you know, your kids, grow up in a world that's a little more open-minded. And that's happening whether you like it or not. Bye.
So obviously I had to reach out to Trey Crowder and ask if he would join me for a podcast. He's been gracious enough to do so. Trey, thanks for being here, man. It's a pleasure to have you.
Hey, thank you, Seth. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
You are a comedian, right, by trade? Or, I mean, you've been doing this for years, right?
Yeah, I've been doing stand-up about 6 years or so, something like that. So, yeah, this wasn't something I just, like, decided on a whim to do and just jumped into, you know. I mean, I've been trying to be funny for a while. I guess I finally hit on something.
Trey, where are you based? Where do you live?
Knoxville, Tennessee.
Are you really a liberal redneck?
Yeah, absolutely. It's so funny. I've got a lot of hate, you know, as I'm sure you can totally understand for these videos, but like all the oh, I bet you're gay, I bet you're transgender, you know, go in the bathroom with my wife and see what happens, that kind of stuff don't faze me. But all the people that have like accused me of faking it, that's the stuff that really bothers me, because like, no, I'm not faking it at all. I live in Knoxville, but I grew up in the middle of nowhere in Tennessee, and like, you know, in trailer parks and all that kind of stereotypical white trash redneck stuff. And I've always been liberal leaning politically, non-religious, all that stuff too. I mean,
I took some heat when I shared your video from people who were like, why the stereotype redneck, you know, way to categorize people in a stereotypical way. And of course you're looking at an Oklahoma boy born and raised, and
right.
I are one. Right. I mean,
that's another thing that's kind of annoyed me that I've heard negatively is like it, when people talk about it being a stereotype or whatever, that's kind of the whole point of it, is to, you know, subvert some of the typical stereotypes of rednecks. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's stereotypical at all, really. But yeah. And I've had people saying, like, talking about making fun of, you know, poor people or whatever, stuff like that. I've gotten some heat for that too. And it's just like, look, man, I'm, you know, like I said, I grew up super poor, white trash in the South. Like, nobody's going to tell me that I can't make fun of all that, you know?
And like, and the thing is, honestly, I didn't even know, like growing up, I didn't even know, because I come from such a redneck place that literally everyone there is going through the same thing, growing up the same way. I had to move away and go out and then realize what I am, right? Like, I had all these little mini epiphanies, right? These little moments where I would just stop and be like, holy shit, I'm white trash. I had no idea. It first started when I went to college, and my first serious girlfriend in college was this rich girl, right? Well, okay. She was rich to me, you know. Like, I mean, her daddy owned a body shop outside of Nashville, so, you know. Firmly middle class, but in my head, I was Leo at the bottom of the steps on the Titanic. Just, you know.
I'm going.
Well, obviously something got you going, right? You saw the transgender argument happening. You had something to say. You decided to format it in this way. Tell me how this video came to fruition and then the huge response after you released it.
Right. So on stage, like I said, it is different, but like progressive Southerner has always kind of been my thing on stage, again, because that's who I genuinely am. But so I've toyed with the idea of doing a video series like this for a long time, but I always wanted to do, like, for whatever reason, more like production value and stuff like that. And I was like, I don't have the gear or the ability to do all that. So I just kept putting it off. Then I saw this rant somebody posted on Facebook that went viral, but among like my more stereotypical redneck people from like my hometown, about the transgender bathrooms. And it was this pastor I don't know if you saw it or not, but it, I mean, it got like 15 million views. It was this pastor in North Carolina or somewhere, and he's just in the woods standing by his truck, just hollering into his phone about perverts in the bathrooms and all this stuff. And I saw it and I was like, you know, if this right here is what I'm trying to satirize or what I'm trying to parody, then I can just do it exactly that way. I don't need anything but my phone and my back porch because this is what I'm making fun of. And so then I just went out like literally like the next day or the day after that and just shot the first one, which the first one was actually about the Bible. And it got like, you know, 70,000 views or something, which I was happy with. And then the second one a few days later was the transgender bathroom one that just went like nuclear or whatever, which, you know, has been insane.
Completely. You took on the Bible in the state of Tennessee.
Right. Yeah.
And there's nobody walking around your house with, you know, a can of Krylon painting scripture on the wall and stuff.
No, I mean, it's weird. When it first got big and started getting like serious attention, and then people started going back and watching the first video, which again, the whole subject of the first video is Tennessee tried to make the Bible our official state book. And that's the subject of the first video. And I started getting a little worried about it. You know, I really did. I was like, are people going to start showing up to my house? Like, am I going to get my tires slashed or whatever? And I mean, luckily so far, I haven't had anything like that happen. No, I mean, I've gotten a lot of stuff on the internet, but nobody's tried to give me what fur at the dollar store yet. You know,
with your permission, then real fast, let me play that Bible clip for everybody so they can see what we've been talking about. Okay.
Okay.
Now here we go.
What's up, man? Liberal Redneck here. Look, I'm a born and raised Tennessean, and we've been in the news a lot lately for a lot of reasons. But one of them is that our state legislature has officially passed a bill designating the Holy Bible as the state book of Tennessee. And now my redneck buddy's going on Facebook there talking about how, oh, damn right, ought to be every state's book. Ought to be the official book of this country, by God. Are you shitting me? I got one question. Since when do rednecks give a shit about books? Do y'all have any idea how much I got made fun of growing up for reading? A lot. Just so much. And now Yuns want to talk about books. Well, fuck you. Yuns don't get a goddamn book. What's this country coming to? Open your eyes, America. Can't you see? Can't you see that we need the Lord Jesus Christ now less than we ever have before? I don't know if y'all heard, but we know what germs are now. The sun, we figured it out. We don't need that shit. I'm a daddy, man. I got two little boys. I tell you right now, somebody comes proselytizing that nonsensical, regressive Jesus shit to them, they gonna have trouble out of me. You can believe that. And if it offends anybody, I don't really give a damn. So I'm tired of not being able to stand up for what I believe down here in the South, man. Whatever happened to free speech? Look, if y'all want to name the Bible the official state shitty tip to leave at Cracker Barrel on Sunday, or the official state object to throw at a queer's head, fine. But don't act like Yuns read. Yuns don't read. Shit.
You know, you make a great point in the video you did about transgender bathrooms, which is these people aren't worried about the kids.
No.
You know, they're not worried about the moral fabric unweaving and everything going to hell in a handbasket. The truth of it is that they just don't get it. And because they don't relate to it, you know, it disgusts them, if I can use your word. And so they've decided they're just going to paint this pet cause around the fact that they're bigots.
Yeah, I completely agree. Like, literally nothing about their side of this argument makes any sense to me logically at all. Like, even with like the gay marriage thing, I always thought it was absurd, obviously. But like, we were trying to change it from the way that it had been previously, and they didn't want that to happen. But like in this instance, we weren't trying to change anything. We just wanted it to keep working the way it always had worked. People use what bathroom they identify with, just like they had been for years. And I've never known of that ever being a problem. But now they're acting like if we allow that to keep working the way it's worked for decades, all of a sudden children are going to be, you know, terrorized by perverts in the bathrooms or whatever. And I mean, yeah, it's just a way for them to couch their, you know, bigotry toward all that, their disgust and whatever. I never bought any of it for a second.
This transgender agenda really is, they got to pee.
Right.
And they need a place to do it. And
right.
That's pretty much what we're talking about, right?
Yeah. And like you said about the kids too, I mean, that's the, it's not about the, and that's why I have tried to point out in my videos, make a point of mentioning that I have children, because so many of them try to use that to like justify it. Like, oh, you don't understand because you don't have kids or whatever. And, you know, that's also completely ridiculous. You know, that's just another way, another thing for them to hide behind, you know. And like you said, it's not about the kids. If it was, then they would be trying to make bathrooms like for kids only, that no adults are allowed into or whatever, because they're at far greater risk from same-sex adults that are already in the bathrooms, you know, than any kind of cross-dressing pervert, like hypothetical boogeyman thing.
What's up, y'all? Trey Crowder, liberal redneck. Look, I want to talk about a lot of things, but this transgender bathroom deal just won't go away, and you know it's getting out of hand now because we got white people boycotting Target. God damn, never thought I'd see the day. But yeah, sure enough, the American Family Association in Mississippi asked for a boycott of Target, and they got over 700,000 signatures. And I guarantee you, every one of them people so proud of themselves for making a statement, too. Y'all ever notice how shitty white people get to protest stuff by, like, going to Sears instead or eating two chicken sandwiches this week? But yeah, y'all are basically freedom riders. Guys, gets my red up, man. Apparently, the people signing this petition are doing it because they don't feel comfortable taking their kids into Target now with their trans-friendly policy. Oh, really? Y'all ain't comfortable? Yeah? Well, if you'll allow a rejoinder, so the hell what? If my great-granny was still alive, she wouldn't be comfortable eating cornbread next to a colored boy. Guess what? She'd have to get her old ass over it. Because it's 2016, and that's a shitty way to be. And why should we care if you're comfortable anyway? Have you ever even thought about the comfort of gay people, black people? Hell, me! I'm a non-Christian living in the South. I can't even go to a goddamn potluck without having to thank some space fairy for the broccoli casserole. And honey, it makes me a little uncomfortable. Have you ever cared? I'm guessing not, since Nancy Grace never had a hashtag about it. But now you ain't comfortable, so you're screaming, we gotta boycott Target, escape the date. Well, shit. I hope you realize that Target ain't even gonna think about giving a damn. Target would love for you to waddle your hateful ass over to Walmart. That's where all the Duck Dynasty shit is anyway. Target don't want you, American Family Association, which lastly, fuck that name. You don't speak for my family. I got two little boys, man, and I've actually thought about the possibility of one of them being gay or transgender, and how I would feel if I knew they had to face the shit that y'all put people through for the sake of your comfort. And it pisses me off. So stop trying to pass your bigotry off as a family issue, because speaking as a father, that's bullshit. And fuck Nancy Grace, too.
I got some people here in the Google Hangout room who'll obviously have some comments or questions for you. First, though, do you incorporate religious and or political humor into your stand-up?
Yes, I do. It's like it's less explicit or overt. A lot of it is, but I still do, though. Yeah. Like there are some things that like in certain rooms in the South, I mean, that I'm not going to do because I know that they'll hate it. But I don't have to censor myself as much as a lot of people probably would think. You know, I do most of my material at most of my shows. It's only if I ever find myself on a super, super like redneck bar show or something that I'll dial it back a bit. But because, yeah, I definitely touch on religious and political themes and, you know, race and homophobia and stuff like broader things, not really like specific, this policy is stupid or whatever, you know. But
we're going to ask you to sum up your sort of philosophy on, you know, God and the Bible in relation to how we look at sex and all that stuff. I mean, you call yourself a non-believer. How do you frame that? I'm not trying to paint you into an atheist corner here, but I'm just curious. What do you believe or not believe?
Well, I mean, yeah, non-believer, I think, is the best way to put it to me. And I know that I know that atheism means absence of belief. But like, in my opinion, I think it's impossible to prove either scenario, completely impossible. And I think the one scenario seems way, way, way more likely, which is that there is no God. But at the same time, you know, I don't think that I can if you want to say like, yeah, well, you can't prove that. I mean, no, I can't prove it. I don't know that any more than they know the opposite argument. So like, I will grant them that. Yeah, I can't prove it, but I don't believe any of it though.
I mean, you can't prove that God doesn't exist any more than you can't prove that, you know, fairies and,
right,
and, you know, some right, specific kind of alien life at the outer membrane of the universe don't exist. But that's not how we start. That's not how we frame the argument. We don't start with what cannot be disproven.
Right. Right. The right? burden of proof is on them to prove that it does exist. I mean, I agree. I just, you know, I don't know, with something like that, that's like, oh, you don't really know the answer until it's all said and done, till you die or whatever, you know, the metaphysical and all that stuff. I don't know. Maybe there's something going on, but like a guy, a dude in the sky, you know, any of the classical definitions of God and all that stuff, I mean, I just don't believe in at all. I do kind of think that maybe there's some, that maybe we're not developed enough or don't have the capacity or ability to truly comprehend what is going on in our universe and everything else, you know, like, I think that is possible, but I don't think that that manifests itself as like God or religious belief or anything.
Doesn't mean a wizard did it if right, we don't understand something. Right, yeah, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying I could see that there's a, intellectual beings can be so far, you know, advanced beyond where we are, possibly, that like there are other levels of understanding or whatever that we're just nowhere even near grasping. So who knows as far as that. But yeah, that doesn't mean that I believe it's a, like you said, a wizard.
It's an awesome place to be though, Trey, when you can be at a point in your life when you give yourself permission to change your mind, right? I mean, if it, you know, aliens show up tomorrow and say, you're welcome, we can go, oh, hey, let's check that out, right? I mean, we're not already locked into the answer, and then we have to sort of paint everything into that scenario we've already predetermined. We can say, oh, new information, let's go see what that's about. That's a pretty liberating place to be.
Right, absolutely. I mean, yes, it's that whole like scientific mentality of, you know, asking questions and then seeing what we can determine to be true about it. And if you find what you thought was true, you find evidence that disproves it, then that's fine. You just go in the new direction now. You know what I mean? And there's nothing wrong with that. Whereas like on their side, that is unfathomable. You can never admit that you were wrong about anything.
Talking here with Trey Crowder, the liberal redneck, by the way. I'll include the link to his, you do have a YouTube channel, or are they just on Facebook?
There's a YouTube channel and a Facebook fan page, and then Twitter. Those are the
I'll
three.
Make sure that all that stuff's in the description box, and I'll post everything there so you can link directly. Let's see what our listeners have to say. I've got Cindy on the switchboard. Cindy, you have a comment or question for Trey Crowder?
I do have a comment. I just wanted to thank Trey very, very much. Although I'm about as northern as you can get, I'm originally from Chicago. I live in Southern California now, but I've got relatives all over the place. So I have a few who are nice liberal atheists like me, and then there's the other half of the family, which is red state, Fox News rednecks. And what I do is whenever they post something really outrageous, I find myself linking to your videos. And it's been very helpful because you speak their language, and they always take a step back after that. So I just wanted to say thanks.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. And yeah, that's a big part of the idea of what I'm trying to do is that in my experience, the people like you're talking about, the people that I'm surrounded by all the time, it's very easy for them to dismiss like you or somebody like you, you know, going after their beliefs or whatever, because they're just like, oh, who cares what that uppity Yankee thinks or whatever. but the idea, you know, is that when they hear it coming from me, it's like, lets them know, like, no, look, you don't, it's not just the others, it's not just outsiders who are against what you're saying, like, it's some of your, you know, countrymen too, your compatriots, you think, also want you to chill it the hell out because you're giving the rest of us a bad name. And I think it is a little harder, at least, for them to dismiss at first, but I found that usually that just leads to them, again, like I said earlier, accusing me of faking it all. Like, I'm a I'm a northern liberal in disguise or whatever. Yeah,
I totally did it. Somebody was bitching and moaning about transgender bathrooms, and I posted your video as the response, and you kind of sneak up on them, right? They got the high curiosity factor. They don't often see you coming. They're like, oh, dude, it's some country boy on his back porch. This ought to be good. And then you just stick it to them. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. And like, and I mean, yeah, that's, I do think that's a big part of why it blew up like it did, is because it was so unexpected for so many people. Like you said, I mean, they think, even though it says liberal redneck, I mean, they see the thumbnail and they hear my voice when I first start talking. And even though it says that, they definitely have in mind how they think this is about to go. And then it goes the completely opposite direction. And I think it just catches people off guard, for sure. And I think that helped it with spreading like it did. But I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm conscientious that I've been dealing with that my whole life, kind of, you know what I mean? Like with the accent and stuff like that, people have certain expectations of me. And so I'm not new to that whole phenomenon. It's definitely something that I'm cognizant of, for sure.
In the chat room, I've got B, or I'll go by the letter B here on the show. You have a comment or question for Trey Crowder?
Well, I wanted to thank him, first of all, for the YouTube videos. I found them very entertaining. At the same time, I'm in the South, too. In fact, I live really close to Trey, and I really appreciate him coming out, because as an atheist, it is really difficult in this area where you can't drive a half a mile without hitting a church to express, you know, non-belief at all. And so for him to come out like this is kind of refreshing, gives me hope for the future.
Trey, you inspire people, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's something else. And I appreciate that, B. And we talked about it a little bit earlier, too. But that's, I've gotten a lot of messages like that, and those have been some of my favorite ones, because, I mean, that means a lot to me, hearing that from other fellow Southerners that are either saying what B just said, which is, you know, it makes us feel better about, you know, being open about all that ourselves, but then also other people saying, like, I just appreciate you letting the rest of America know that we're not all, you know, the inbred Fox News, you know, hick that some people think we are. And I appreciate you letting people know that. And those have been some of my favorite messages to get, because, I mean, that's been kind of my mission in life, even like I said, before the comedy.
It reminds me of something somebody posted on social media. You know, we're all using social media, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, as a platform for our own perspectives and opinions. And I've heard a complaint that they're like, well, you're never going to change anybody's mind. And I saw with a meme or a poster or something on Facebook that said, I don't post these things because I necessarily think I'm going to change your mind. What I do want to do is inform other people out there who think like me that they're not alone.
Right.
And that's sort of a side benefit. You know, you get a chance to remind all these people in the shadows out there who are slowly navigating through a pretty hardcore religious climate that it's okay to be skeptical, it's okay to be satirical, it's okay to point a finger and say this is a bit ridiculous. You have encouraged a lot of people who have been kind of scared and they're walking slowly that they're not alone.
I appreciate that Trey came out the way he did as a non-believer. I don't want to give my name because of the backlash that I've already been through with family members and certain friends, and I'm not at the point where Trey is.
I've got Zach on the switchboard. Zach, you have something for Trey Crowder?
Yeah, I think that his form of comedy allows the rational message that he's got to sort of pop under the radar. And one of the people you were just speaking to, it just shows in 2016 that people who are just lacking a belief have to worry about who knows that they don't believe. It's kind of sad, and yeah, it's flabbergasting in a sort of first world country like the US, we're having to deal with this sort of stuff. But comedy is a way to sort of navigate around that.
Trey Crowder, liberal redneck, y'all ain't gonna believe this, but I done got my red back up. People just can't let this whole potty thing go. I saw this video of this lady in Target with a Bible, you know, just strolling through sporting goods, hollering about the devil raping babies. We've all been there. And the whole time she's trailing behind her a goodly portion of her 12 kids. Honestly, I can't even blame that lady for being crazier than Michelle Bachman on bath salts. 12? Fake, Lord have mercy, that's a lot of trailer babies. But these people have about lost their damn minds because they think that their rights and their beliefs are being threatened. They say, well, I'm just standing up for what I believe. Does that make me a bigot? Well, if what you believe is a bunch of wacky bigoty shit, then yeah, it totally does. Look, we all know that you believe these things. We know that you believe it with all of your pre-diabetic hearts. But believing something super hard don't make it any less wrong. My 3-year-old believes that he should get cookies for breakfast every morning. That don't matter to me because he don't know facts, and so what he believes is irrelevant. You can't expect people to respect your beliefs when your beliefs are so completely disrespectful. Which brings me to your rights. Y'all scream, oh, liberals, they care so much about everybody's rights. What about me? Ain't I got rights? Oh, honey, bless your heart. Nobody's trying to take your rights. We're just trying to keep you from doing that to other people. Because I know you're a white person in America, so I can see why you'd think this, but telling other people how to live is actually not a right you have. In fact, if you want to live in a country in which the religious beliefs of the majority dictates the lives and liberties of everybody else, I recommend you try Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, somewhere like that. And I know what you're thinking, oh, they're brown, gross, but check it out. They love screaming, they hate books, they throw rocks at queers, you fit right in. But this country belongs to us now. You are not getting it back. And you can believe that.
Plans for the future. You could set a video a week based on whatever is ringing your bell that day. Is that the deal?
Yeah, as far as those videos go, yeah, I have no intentions on stopping those anytime soon. I mean, there's no reason to. But I've also, I'm doing a first leg of a stand-up tour I put together that the theme of it is liberal Southern comedians, because there are more of us. Two of my best friends are on it with me, Drew Morgan and Corey Forrester. And that starts Sunday, May 22nd at the Punchline in Atlanta. We got a week's worth of dates that's on our website, which is Well Read Comedy, and that's R-E-D, Well Read. And if this goes well, and it already has went well with ticket sales and stuff, we're going to expand the tour with other dates in other cities. So we're going to keep doing that, hopefully all over the country, as the year goes on. And then outside of that, I'm getting a lot of other pretty cool opportunities and stuff that have come up that I'm excited about pursuing, and they're all in their infancy. So I don't really know what's going to happen with it, but a lot
it's
of things.
It's weird, isn't it? It's weird. Yeah. The courses life takes, right? You throw this out, it just goes nuclear, right? And it sort of changes the trajectory of almost everything else. I mean, has this informed the flavor of the new material you're doing here?
Yeah, already. Yeah, I've already done some newer like bits and stuff on stage that relate to this, and I'm sure there'll be plenty more, I think. So that's good. It's always good to have more material, but yeah, like you said, I mean, this really has already, no matter where it ends up going, it already has changed like everything for me. So it's been pretty crazy, and I'm really excited about the next few months. But the only thing I know for sure is that I'll make more videos and that the tour is going to continue. So anybody out there listening, wherever you're at in the country, hopefully will be somewhere near you sometime in 2016, I hope.
It's funny, Trey, we have a global audience. Like, you know, we hit a ton of people in the United States, but I got to wonder what people internationally think. I mean, you know, do they have rednecks in Ireland?
Apparently, because obviously most of the messages I've gotten have been Americans, but I've gotten messages from all. I know they got rednecks in Australia. those are the rednecks of the rest of the white people world.
I would be curious to hear the flavor of rednecks in other parts of the world. What do they look like? What do they sound like? What are they like, period? That's just something that occurred to me.
Funny you say that. I've had that same thought. Like, I would like to explore that some. Maybe it's like a project even in the future, because Australia, Sweden, New Zealand, the UK, Germany, I've gotten messages from all these places, and almost all of them have said something about, hey, you know, we got rednecks here too, and whatever. So I don't know much about it. Yeah, I'm like you, but I do think it's really interesting. And that's been one of the coolest parts too, is I can't believe it's gotten out to like people in the rest of the world. It's crazy.
People on the other side of the planet are watching a video you shot on your back porch with your cell phone. It's awesome.
Yeah, welcome to the future. It's pretty crazy.
Awesome. Trey Crowder, I'm excited to see lightning strike for you, man. You know, it's funny. A lot of people out there have a lot to say, and they try to find their own way of getting it heard. And you did that very thing. You've had success with it. And certainly I hope this is just the beginning for you. I'll include links to your site and videos and your Twitter account, all that stuff in the description box of this video. And to you, all my best and all success, my friend.
Thank you so much, Seth. I really appreciate you having me. And I mean, anytime, you know, you want to chat further, just let me know. But thanks for having me.
I will have my people call your people, man.
All right. I got people now. All right. Thanks, Seth.
Thanks for listening to the broadcast. On Tuesday, it's Tracy Harris, one of the hosts of the Atheist Experience broadcast. We've titled the show, God is Messed Up. That's coming up on Tuesday with Tracy Harris. I'll see you then on the Thinking Atheist Radio Podcast.
Follow the Thinking Atheist on Facebook and Twitter. Watch dozens of original videos on the Thinking Atheist YouTube channel. And visit our website for resources, links, contact information, the editor's blog, and more. TheThinkingAtheist.com.